Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up 6.25 cents at 572, September wheat up 7 cents at 707.5, and November beans up 3 cents at 1391.5. The corn failed to get up into the gap. We got up to 72.25 was the high. The gap is at 73.5. I would imagine we'll get that filled in the first couple of minutes on the opening here today. Whether or not we can close over it or we just go up and fill it and then head back down remains to be seen. The weather remains relatively dry out here. Right now it looks pretty cloudy in Chicago, but cool temperatures, 75 to 78 degrees. But out west, Iowa, the Dakotas, they're looking at high 80s to low 90s. And very little rain out here. The longer forecasts, which I don't put any faith in, show drier weather in August. So if it's going to be hot and dry in August, obviously that's what the market perceives. This market's going to go higher. We do have the dollar up another 10 ticks back over 93 cents. That'll be a little bit of a drag. We didn't see any exports this morning. I would expect export sales to be pretty low tomorrow, particularly on beans. We'll see what they can do with the corn. But, you know, is this another one of these rallies that needs to be sold out here? I think that remains to be seen. Longer term, I haven't seen anything that's really turned these charts wildly bullish yet. But, you know, on any given day, that could happen. We had bean oil down 67 overnight at 63.26, but the meal was up 4.50. The beans acted, you know, kind of weak here late in the session, but... we had a 22-cent range overnight. You know, it's still not a bad close out here. So overall, you know, it's still about going to be about the weather. If we get the rains in August, it's over. If we don't get rains in August, the markets can obviously move a lot higher. The Dow Jones is up 186 points here today. After the big gain yesterday, I think it was 550 points roughly. We're back up to the levels that we were before we had the big drop on Monday. So for the moment, COVID fears seem to be waning. I'm not sure why, as it seems to be getting a little worse around the country. But the market seems to be fairly comfortable with where we're at right now. That should help the grains longer term if we don't think there's another COVID issue out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.